Bang! You're dead, motherfucker. October 69. The band and I had just finished a gig at the Blue Coronet in Brooklyn. I had driven my new flame, Marguerite, back to her place. We were parked alongside the curb. We were minding our business, just talking, kissing a bit, you know, doing stuff lovers do. This car with three black dudes pulls up next to mine. I don't pay it much mind. I'm thinking maybe these guys had heard us at the club, just wanted to say hi. I turn to acknowledge them when bang, bang, bang! One cat squeezes off around. Shit! My left side stings, but I'm too shocked to be scared. My eyes are wide. The fuckers peel out, are halfway up the block before I know what's happened. There must have been five holes in the side of my Ferrari, but they missed Marguerite. I would have bit it right then and there, but I was wearing a leather coat. It was long and loose-fitting. It and that fine-crafted door must have slowed down the bullet some. But what the fuck? I didn't have a damn clue who these chuckleheads were, let alone why the motherfuckers wanted to put my black ass in the freaking cold ground. Marguerite's freaked, too. But we managed to get inside and call the cops. Two white dicks show up and start to search my car, claim to find some tea to boot. Now anyone who knows me knows I don't like marijuana, never liked toke. So this is some sad fucker's bad idea of a joke. Pure harassment, nothing else. They just didn't figure no fine-dressed nigger could be with such a fine woman and own a Ferrari unless he was a pimp or drug dealer or something. The honky yokels didn't approve of such a light-skinned beauty swapping spit with me is all. Eventually, though, I got the story. Some black promoters were pissed that I hadn't cut them in. White promoters were handling all my bookings, so I must be some Jim Crow motherfucker. Like I need to get it up the ass from an angry brother. Man, life is a bitch sometimes. Anyway, I offered $5,000 for information. A few weeks later, learned the cat who's popped me's dead. The cat who told me didn't tell me the shooter's name, only that the jive ass got his back. Someone on the street didn't approve of the treatment I'd received and got even. But now this story follows me around of how I hired a hitman, am suddenly the Prince of Darkness. Man, I'm a nigger scorned, that's it. All I ever had to say, I've said through my black horn. But shit clings to you, you know. And my past ain't never going away. I'm the junky pimp trumpet player. I gotta be some badass super dude to deflect bullets and keep my black ass out of jail. Man, what's a motherfucker to do when white folks keep playing that sorry old tune?